What does NAIDOC mean to you, Aunt?
It just means everything to me. I can get things organised for the girls, make them happy for a day, even myself, all that sort of thing. Meeting different people, the girls being able to send something out to the families or boyfriends or whatever. So, yeah, it's just a whole get-together on a different level.
Tell us, how long have you been here at Dame Phyllis Frost, Aunt, working as the ALO?
Oh, my gosh. I started back here way back in 96, when they not long after they first opened, but I did sort of like voluntary first.
Yeah.
And then I started full-time, and then 2000, I think it was, corrections took over, so I had to apply for the job then. So, yeah, so it's been a while.
Have you ever had a NAIDOC to yourself?
Yeah, I've been to a couple in the other prisons and outside and everything, so yeah. But NAIDOC is a very busy time for the people that organise things. You don't get enough time to race around a lot to get things done and enjoy too much of it. But I have a good time with the girls here, and I enjoy it, just seeing their faces and the beams on their faces when they can do something for it and send a greeting out. It's just, it's worth all the rewards in the world.
You mentioned that you've started in this role volunteering. What drove you to volunteer? Like, because, I mean, volunteering's pretty, I mean, it's your own time. Mm-hmm. You came in to, I guess, do that, offer that to these women. What was it that drove you to get involved with?
Well, it was, they needed an Indigenous person here back then to, because they had an Indigenous woman in that couldn't speak anything. My husband actually dubbed me in and told them, so they got a hold of me. And we came in, the lady came from Geelong, she was an elder and never been in town before, but was brought into town, couldn't talk English or anything like that, so we just went from there and did some drawings, and we figured out what was what, and then got her out of here. So yes. After that, they just kept ringing me, so I just kept coming.
That's great, Aunty Lynn. So,
it's a job I would never trade.
Yes.
I love it, so.
Do you get a lot of community people coming in, huh?
It has its ups and downs. We used to have quite a few elders come in, but as you know, things happen and, you know, things people can't get here and things like that. We'd still like some more in. But, yeah, it's has its ups and downs. It's good and it's bad with anything, you know. But there's a lot of people out in the community that are doing a hell of a lot of great work for everybody, including everybody in here. It's just that you don't get the opportunity to meet a lot of people because you work from in here.
Yes.
But the people I have met while I'm in here have been best people in the world.
Does it change the women's attitude when you have people come in and visit?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, what does it do for the ladies?
I think to them it just means to know that they're still wanted.
Mm-hmm.
They're still loved, and people out there do care. Because a lot of women come in with the misconception that nobody gives a damn. And I think the people that we do get in show that they care, and that's all they need. It's just a little bit to know that somebody out there somewhere cares for this particular person.